to symbolize, while it symbolizes the state. Now the state as state, is not anti-Christian. But the devil uses the state to organize the enemies of Christ. That's the second meaning of Antichrist in the book of Revelation. And the third meaning is that before the end of the world, Yah will allow the Antichrist to be extraordinarily powerful and very effective. When, as far as the interpreters of the Bible tell us, whole nations will be opposed to Jesus Christ. However, as we know, there will be a period of peace before the very end of the world. But the third meaning of Antichrist is the organized diabolical opposition to Christianity and symbolized or expressed in the word Antichrist. But remember, the Antichrist is not one person. It is a society organized under the genius of the evil spirit to do everything possible to oppose and bring down the kingdom founded by Jesus Christ. That is why among Protestants, many nowadays, is still thousands of years away for two reasons. One, because the gospel has not been preached throughout the world. And sisters, in my last hour in Calcutta, I will beg with you, please proclaim Christ in India. But to promote, to evangelize in India, I think this is a safe statement, is not highly encouraged by the government. Am I correct? Is that a safe statement? Question. So what? Of course, you've got to be clever. You've got to be Jesuitical. And over the years, sisters, oh, how Jesuitical I've had to be under authority of the Holy See. Think I told you, didn't I? Then under orders from Rome, I would dress up in a bright suit. I told you that, didn't I? Oh, I didn't. To penetrate the World Council of Churches, which had its international convention in Chicago. And the Holy See gave me instructions. We want all the documentation in that World Council of Churches. We want it all, including all the confidential, private, secret meetings that the World Council of Churches is having. Yeah, it took me about 2 months to plan strategy how I would penetrate the World Council of Churches. And of course, I got spies. Spies to help me. Including a bishop who was called the Old Catholic Church in Germany. He didn't know. But it's part of our training. I got everything, the most confidential decisions. All. I got them sometimes just for a few hours. Then I had them put on microfilm And I send back to Rome 60 pages, 60 feet of microfilm from the World Council of Churches, so the Holy See would know what the World Council of Churches is doing. So I got a nice letter back. Thanks for your services. Sisters, India must become a Catholic nation. Do you hear me? Okay, sister. You gotta be shrewd. Clever. I repeat my favorite word, Jesuitical. Thanks for the question. Now, when I thought, sisters, for this first class, says this?
Father, the first reason is because the gospel is not yet proclaimed.
Who says this?
Mother, two reasons why the end of the world is not yet. One was because the gospel is not yet.
Thank you. Thank you. The first reason is because the gospel has not been promulgated throughout the world. The second reason is because the Jewish people have not yet become Catholics. And I'm working hard to organize Jewish leaders to convert their people to the Catholic faith. That's part of the church's teaching, that chosen people will be converted. And they are very hard to convert.
Are there not clear signs that the Antichrist is doing his work?
Oh, yes. The Antichrist has been working, sisters. The Antichrist began with Judas Iscariot. Remember, St. John tells us, remember, on Holy Thursday night, when Judas left the Last Supper, what did John tell us? Satan entered the heart of Judas. Yes. Antichrists, plural, have been active ever since our Lord was betrayed. And hear it. The Antichrist today, some have penetrated not just the Catholic Church, but the Holy See. Did you know that? Well, I know. And I think I told you about my cardinal friend, who is a spy for the Holy Father. We use the word mole. We really mean spy for the Holy Father. And he has work to do, but he's a very gentle person. Very gentle and very clever. And he visits the various offices and he's doing work for the Holy Father, but he keeps an eye on, well, who are the workers? Some 3,000 people are working for the Vatican. And among those 3,000, he tells me, almost always there are some that are underground. Of course, they are priests, maybe bishops,